Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
we're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic, a black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast. Good evening, podcast audience. It's your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, a.k.a. co-producer. It's Monday night, and it's time for the premiere podcast, The Attic. Monday night, 7 o'clock, me and like-minded friends and family, we get together, and we discuss current events, but we bring it to you with a special New Jersey-seasoned flavor. Before we get started, let's say good evening to the cast. How's everybody doing this evening?
Welcome from reasonably warm South Florida.
All right. Hey, listen. This is reasonably warm in South Florida, man. You know, this is the month of February, and for some reason, see, I can't even introduce the shit right, but this is February is the month. For some reason, this is the time that has been pre-designated for black people to remember some of the awesome things that we've done and feel proud of ourselves. And for those who don't know, to show you how much they really want us, the people in this country want us to be proud of ourselves, Black History Month started out being called Nigger Month, then it transitioned into, it did, I'm being 100. As we became more acceptable, not accepted, more acceptable, it went to Negro History Month, and now we have arrived. So it's called Black History Month. But I'm hearing something in the background there, but again, it is a month set aside for us to talk about our history, and even though I'm proud of the history, it still makes me think that why do I need a month to talk about my history and the history that is not even equal to my history to get the rest of the year? So that's still a quandary as far as I'm concerned. But during Black History Month, again, I think that every podcast we do, whether we're talking about a rotten political administration, a new political administration, regardless of where our conversation is, I think on The Attic, all of our topics are Black history. So with that being in mind, I want to start off with some NFL. I'm going to start off with some NFL bullshit. I got to touch this because it makes no sense to me that this NFL player, and let me say this to you, this being Black History Month and he being a white player who whipped that sister ass. I'm just saying, that's not the issue here. Okay, so I'm not trying to minimize. We're just talking about this. But I'm not trying to minimize this to a black on white thing. I'm just trying to say that man beat that lady ass greater than any man should ever beat a lady. I mean, first of all, you should never hit a woman. But, I mean, I guess I'm gonna walk on thin ice here for a minute. Now, everybody understands, I'm sorry, I've been raised this way, that you never hit a woman. A man never has to put his hands on a woman. But, and I know my females on the cast going to have a little something to say to me about this. But but sometimes, I'm not saying all the time. I'm not even saying, wait a minute now. I'm not even saying once a year. But sometimes. But so when those times
you're
come.
You're contradicting, you're open.
I know. But I'm just saying, though. But when those times come. There's a difference between, I think, let me push you off of me, but I'm going to push you kind of hard. I'm not hitting you. I want to push you just hard enough to know that you can't match strength with me. So, come on, let's stop this nonsense. But what my man did, he beat this lady ass, yo. He did. And Chad Wheeler, yeah, he beat this lady ass. In fact, they had a video.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the South Seattle. A Seattle Seahawks football player who beat that sister up. Oh, Chad Willard. You're not aware of that? Well, look, they got video of them being in the elevator, and he hit her with an overhand right hand and knocked her down. And then after he knocked her down, he grabbed her by the leg and drug her out of the elevator.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm serious. And it appears that And this is what pissed me off, and this is where the color comes in. You had Ray Rice, who did similar, beat his girlfriend up. Again, they lowered the boom on him. You got, what's that running back name, my man, who spanked his kid, and he got blackballed? So, again, here we go with that same old stupid shit
Adrian
again.
Peterson,
yeah. Here we go with that same old stupid shit again, where somebody of one color can do something not even close to that. In other words, white folk are allowed to do things that if a black person does, the black person is going to get the full arm of the law, while that white person who did the same thing, for whatever reason, there's always some extenuating circumstances that they don't have to get what the black individual had to get. Does that make sense? And again, I see a change coming, but that change is not here right now. And for that man to be anything other than arrested right now for assault, I find that hard to believe. But I gotta ask the question, though. I mean, that's my serious take on that shit. But I gotta ask the question, yo, what the hell could this woman have done to spark that man into beating that ass the way he did? I would like to know that.
I personally want to throw away the key. I don't give a damn what she said or did.
I mean, that was a little levity, a little humor, because you're right. It doesn't matter what she said or did. There's no reason to put your hands on people like that. But it happened, and now a greater outcry is that everybody now got to start throwing up examples of what should happen. Oh, they did this to Adrian Peterson. And that's a shame in today's society, that when you do such a heinous crime is that right away, black folk got to give examples of other black people who did less and got more in order for the white individual to get anything. And let me say, it is a black and white issue. It is an issue that just goes to show that we still do not apply the law equally to black and white people, man. And just again, and let me say this to you. Nobody's surprised, but it's still another issue or another instance that everybody should be aware of. So I haven't said that. If I said, having starting off Black History Month with a white NFL player beating the shit out of a black lady, what else is going on in Black History, y'all?
Hold on real quick. That 757 number, that's your nephew, man. He said he got comments on that. Click him in.
I got him in. Okay. All right, okay.
Rashawn.
Yeah, I've had a few comments on the topic.
Wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, yo, what's up, nephew?
What's going on, host? How you doing?
Okay, let me get this out the way for a minute. Hey, when we first started this show, man, you was one of the original contributors, man. One of the original contributors. So we welcome you back, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you and tell me what you think, man.
I appreciate it. It's a good subject that you're touching on, and I agree with a lot of what you said, and particularly, you know, the disparity between the justice that's served for the black man versus the white man. It's ridiculous. You know, this man, and this the crazy caveat to it. That was a sister that the white boy was beating up on. So,
yes,
you know, that's the other dynamic to it. You know, where if this wouldn't have hit social media, would it even have come to light? You know, do they value our black women like they should? So many dynamics to it, but I agree with a lot of what you said, though.
Yeah, and okay, we see we got the messenger on. Okay, the switchboard is starting. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said that.
Wait a minute. We got a whole show going on behind the show. Where we at right now, brother? But is that the doctor out here? Somebody give the doctor the microphone.
Doctor.
Yeah. So somebody give the doctor the microphone so she can be heard, please. Hey, but while we getting the doctor all queued up, I got a question. Do white privilege take a break in the month of February? Is that like kind of is that understood?
Never.
They never take a break. Okay.
Never. Not in 400 years.
All right, I was just wondering. Like, it's the month of February. It's some kind of decree signed that okay, we're gonna stop all the bullshit for 28 days, and then we're gonna double down March 1st.
Yeah, they signed it, bro. But it's only February 30th that they take that break.
Okay, so the break starts on February 29th, and it runs throughout the rest of the month.
Yeah. You notice I said the 30th. I didn't even get
I got you, man. Watch this. On the 29th, we're going to practice for that which will never come. I got you.
Right.
You know, but you know, as we, again, as we do every year, we start looking at black history. Man, you know, I'm more and more amazed to find out the shit that we really did. And I'm more and more amazed at the fact of if we've contributed so much to this damn country, man. I mean, why are we still fighting to get, again, it's never above to get equal. Why we still got that goddamn fight going on? Is it what we're fighting for don't make sense? Is it that we don't know how to fight? I mean, I don't understand. We are strong, we are powerful, but every year, every day, the fight in the black community is never about, I mean, it's not, I won't say never, it's always about, let me have equality. And at some point, somebody got to hear that shit, man, and that's got to come. And I really think with the administration that we have right now, this Biden-Harris administration, and I'm not going to get political tonight, but I think with this administration that I see more of it trying to come to fruition.
Yeah, that's because we've got to turn loose that Christian mentality. Now,
let
we can
go.
Love, but...
Let that shit go. Go ahead.
Okay.
Talk to... No,
okay.
I'm talking about... Let it go.
Yeah, and that's what our problem is. We always want to turn the other cheek. You can be Christ-like without, you know, being violent, but we just let people walk all over us and then wait for this God in the sky to set things right. But it's a universal law that what a man soweth, so shall he reap. And we need to rely on that more and be more assertive because of who we are. because we don't know who we are, we have a tendency to be submissive to stuff that we don't have to be. But you can hear more about that on Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Well, you know, I mean,
all right, messenger, all right now.
But they tell me some of the people that was there at the crucifixion. They tell me that he whispered, "If y'all wouldn't have nailed my hands to this cross, I'd be kicking some ass right now." They tell me that was whispered there. He said, "If I could just get my hands straight,
to me,
I would be whipping some ass right now."
To me, all that love your enemy, I think that was created by the enemy. Because any religion that teaches you to love your enemy had to be created by the enemy.
No, that's not true. What you got to understand is we're looking at them as enemies, but they're not really our enemies. They're looking at us as well as enemies, but we're not enemies. We're all one. So when they're saying love thy enemy, they want you to see past that and understand that we're really not enemies. We are all one. We're all from the same cloth. We are one.
I know that. You know that. But other people think differently, and those are your enemies.
That's
different than that.
That's that Christian mentality that I'm talking about.
See, and let me say, I know a lot of people may differ from this view, but I'm telling you, man, and let me say this for my listeners out there who still believe that. This is not an anti-Christian post right here. This is some real shit. And if you stop and think about it, I think when we really want to start to move up, there's certain shackles that we got to get up off of us. And that whole, I won't even use the word Christian mentality, that whole Bible thumper mentality, I think we got to get a new base. I do. I'm sorry. I believe we need a new base, because that base continue to look for progress. And that is our base of what we move from. We're never going to get it, because we're always going to be in a position to say, okay, we're going to do this without complaining. Nah, hell no. That's not how I want to roll. So again, I think that before progress comes, we got to struggle and get rid of that base that we have right now that teaches you to love those who despitefully use you. No, I say there's an ass whooping for those who despitefully use you. That's just the gospel according to co-producer. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand that, but what I'm trying to get across to us is once we know who we are, then we won't allow it. Right now we allow it, because even though we don't want to admit it, we subconsciously feel less than them. That's what they've made us feel. A good majority of us feel as if we're less than them. When we come to know who we are, we know how to deal with stuff without the violence, but we know how to deal. This is how all the changes have come about. The problem with the Bible is that they interpret it all wrong, and so this is why we keep getting the backlash of stuff.
Well, I mean, we need to stop getting the backlash and understand that the backlash that we get, we've always gotten. So whenever you fight the same fight, and your results are always the same, as in any good business model, change your fight. Change your fight. But hey, it's Black History Month, y'all. It's Black History Month. And again, to me, I make a little bit of a joke out of it, because it's telling us that you've got 1 month a year to celebrate your history. My history cannot be reduced to 1 month. Go ahead, OG.
Can I get in here a minute?
Talk to me.
I think what you're saying is right. But like the Jews who wandered the desert for 40 years to get rid of those who were born into slavery, I say this should start with the children, because some of us are too damn old to change.
And I can go with that, but the problem with that is we need to start with the children. And if you notice, this is why some of the change is starting to really take place now, because the children are not listening. That's part good and part bad to the elders anymore, because the elders per se is giving them this bad information. It's not their fault, because they didn't know any better. Correct. It has to be the younger generation. The word says that the younger generation will get weaker, but they'll get wiser. So they're not going to put up with a lot of stuff that the older generation put up with, waiting for that change. When you are to make your change, each day you wake up, you are to create a new you. You are creators. But that's Thursday at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry.
See, you keep pulling that big brother card. And you know, I'm telling mommy, because you know we don't do this shit on Monday night, man. All right, I'm calling mommy. I'm calling mommy. I'm telling you right now. All right. Hey,
apropos the very subject. You can't change old folk.
Hey, but
you can change old folks. All you got to do is change. You can do it.
We use that
as a crutch. You can change. Each day you wake up, you can change from yesterday. You have that power in you.
Hey, nephew, you still with me? Oh, he must have stepped away. Hey, but listen, Cass, I want to ask you a question, and I'm going to give everybody a second to think about this, and then let me know. I got you. If you could have been any black history or black person from the past, who would you have been? And give me a quick description on why. And I'm starting
Will
with
Chamberlain,
you.
Hands down.
You stupid nephew.
who did he say? I didn't hear him. Who did he say? I didn't hear him.
He said Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain.
I'm going to stay on the safe side and say you wanted to score 100 points against the Knicks. And we're going to leave that right there.
That's it.
We're going to leave that right there.
I just want to put 100 or so on the board.
Or the 2,000 women he spoke to.
Hey, OG, we're not going there. We just
know nothing about
basketball.
That.
That's part of the package, isn't it?
Okay, OG, if you could be any black person from the past, who would you be?
Given probably Martin. Probably Martin. That's the closest I've read about or known who comes to capital M, capital A, capital N.
Okay.
It would be Martin.
Baby bruh, any black person from the past, who could you be and why?
Oh, wow, jeez. Malcolm X, actually. Because he was going for real change, and not the, I'm not going to say Martin Luther King change was bullshit, but he, you know what I'm saying? He was going for like that
bullshit?
Real right now change.
How that worked out?
As opposed to all this, you know, marching and, you know, to me.
What'd you say? How that worked out for him?
And Malcolm got shot in the head too, didn't he?
I was going to say, and also, if I know what I know today, and I was him, I wouldn't have been going to that meeting that day neither.
you skipped that?
Yeah, there's been just a bunch of people sitting up there in that ballroom almost saying, where is he?
We got these bullets and everything already for him.
And the camera would have cut to me, and I'd have been behind that window. Remember how he was peeking out the window, holding that rifle?
Yeah, by any means necessary. Photo. Nurse Carmen. You could be any black person from the past. Who would you be and why?
I was thinking while you guys were talking. I don't know. So many to pick from. I couldn't tell you the answer right now.
Okay.
Mr. Silver, because you got the role of being.
Is the doctor microphoned up to this? I need to hear.
No, she ain't.
Okay, all right. Brother Messenger, any black person from the past, who would you be and why?
I would be Jesus so that I can come back and tell you the real story.
Damn. He on that shit right now. Okay. All
right, right Messenger. All right, now.
He on that shit right now.
Yikes. All right.
Yikes. All right.
So
I don't know.
You preach turn the other cheek, my man.
He said he was going to be the real Jesus, not the one you read about. He's going to be the real thing. He's going to tell you. He hit you, you hit him back. That's communication. I think that's the message that we would be getting. Hey, but listen, did I miss anybody? Baby sis, you here?
She's doing that Zoom thing.
Okay. Well, if it was up to me, and I think, again, of all the black people that I've read about, I think I would probably go with Malcolm also. You know, I think of all the people that I read about, I think I would go with Malcolm, but I think I would have been like Malcolm 3.0. I mean, knowing what I know today, yeah, I'd have been Malcolm, but I'd have turned that up a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm's biggest
wasn't
move.
Wasn't he about
was,
to bring the United States up on the lawsuit or something at the United Nations?
Yes, that was part of what he was going to do. Malcolm's biggest move was what, Matthew?
His biggest move or his biggest mistake was trying to outstep the nation. And that's what ended in his death, because his own killed him. And so just going back to what y'all were saying before, again, we can never go nowhere, and I think that's what the new generation is starting to realize a little bit more, that we can't never go nowhere if we all hating on each other. Because at the end of the day, that's the most powerful thing that the white man has taught us. Not so much that he got his foot on our neck, but that we all crabs in a barrel pulling each other down. So he don't even really got to put his foot on the neck. And so at the end of the day, that's the most powerful weapon that he got. He like before you, it's like a video game. Before you can even get to me, the big boss, you got to beat up yourselves first. And so that's the biggest thing with Malcolm. If Malcolm would have had some foresight to see that part, I think he would have did a little bit better.
Well, at least
lived a little longer.
And that also goes back to what I was saying with regards to we have to know who we are. And that's why we're always putting our foot on our brother's neck, because we don't know who we are. We don't realize that our brother is the same as us. All we're looking at is that one little extra step for us. And we have to understand, united we stand, and divided we'll fall.
Amen.
And
see,
if
that's one thing the white man taught us, though, how to be divided amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And let me say, and when you look at that whole systematic form of keeping people of color down, it sounds crazy, but they got that shit sewn in, man. They got that shit to the point, even today, they got us hating on each other for no reason, but to make sure nobody rises higher than the next.
Oh, it's sad, but if you really, really take a look at it, you got to kind of take a step back and applaud the white man. The white man is
genius. Oh, for some evil shit. Yes, that was some evil shit for that.
To have the foresight to do it for 400 years. I'm going to do something to you now that's going to afflict you for 400 years. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Hey.
Let that sink.
I like dude.
And, you know, like I said, it is so deeply interwoven into the fabric of this nation. If you go back to recently, the little bullshit surge on the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
They had it. Watch it. That shit was so in place that they didn't need to fire a bunch of weapons. You just come up in here because my people have already been told not to harm you. I mean, that's
matter
how
fact,
deep
we're
that's,
help you.
Thank you. I watched them motherfuckers walk through the
yard.
I watched them walk through the White House, man, in between the roped off lines like they were on tour. So the message was put out. I mean, I'm serious. They walking through looking at paintings and shit. I mean, like, yo. But I never forget.
I like that.
Said,
I'm going to take that home with you.
But they told me they busted one room. They was up in there smoking weed. They was up in the White House's. Who comes
the Capitol.
To a coup?
The Capitol.
All right, the Capitol. Who comes to a coup with weed? Who comes? Mm. Who comes to a government takeover? I'm gonna bring this weed in this bowl. In case we successful, we gonna pass that shit around. They knew what the fuck they was doing before that shit started, man.
See, but when you
sounds
got
like they was prepared
like that,
to me.
You can do that.
Damn.
We would have got there,
and nobody would have had a match, right?
look, that or thine brother was hating on you too much to let you borrow it.
Uh-huh.
One of the,
right.
Get your own, brother. Get your own.
I ain't got nothing for you right now. Hey, but listen, quick half hour tonight of the Attic, and again, we come at you every Monday night, 7 p.m. for a half hour. Sometimes we do an hour. But I'd like to welcome on that back and let you know there's always a microphone for you, brother. Always a mic for you. So
absolutely, I'll do my best to join sometime.
Okay. All right. And with that being said, let's get ready to say goodnight, everyone, so we can land the mothership. Good night.
Good night and stay warm.
Good night, everyone.
All right, peace and love.
Night, night.
And remember, as I say goodnight to John Boy, it's Black History Month, y'all. So let's be Black this month.
What? So not goodnight, John Boy. It's goodnight, John Earl.
John Earl.
Would that be Uncle John Earl?
Uncle John Earl.